How does it feel? Rebuild time.
All those Para fans, you need a rebuild.
Fuck the comeback. They still lost.
They still lost.
That's yeah, is it inspiring? Fucking no. But God intervened. They said, I don't want you to watch this shit.
Wayne Bennett, bro. Come on, man.
And the guy's falling asleep.
Wayne Bennett's 110, bro. You know what I mean?
He's like Mr. Burns.
He is.
I wrote in the chat, bro, I love you, Pookie. His microphone was fucking echoing. He looked as beautiful as ever. He probably looked like a more like a young Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I love you, Michael.
Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way. Trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode.
Are we recording?
Yeah. What's up, brothers? You
wanna I'm doing it.
All right, go.
You always do it.
Okay, I'm so sorry. This is a healthy...
Hey, fucking,
this is a healthy
you're
relationship.
You're the Drew Hutchison of this fucking group, bro. I'm sorry, those two. Please accept my apology.
No, it's a healthy relationship. It's 50-50. I love you, don't worry. All right, let's go. Hit it.
What's up, brothers?
Shout out to Sketch.
Shout out to Sketch. Shout out to Cleese Haas, brother of pain. Everybody was saying what to call him his name, but I like the brother of pain.
Does that not go hard, bro?
Brother of pain.
Brother of pain. Pain Haas, the brother. So go.
Cleese Haas, brother of pain. That's a fucking hard
one. W edits. Everyone that's editing on TikTok, make edits of that. Fred saying it, bro. We're back, bro, with another episode of League Lads. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for all tuning in. I actually ate today before we record, so I've got my head screwed on a bit. It's
like, it just talks about eating and food, bro. Yeah, you can tell he's my weight.
You can tell. The skin is
like swear he's my weight, bro.
Well, bro, listen, I'll be honest with you. This was crazy. Week of rugby league. We experienced so much highs, so much lows. I told Flaxi, I said to you, Manly are going to beat Penrith. We'll speak about we'll get into Penrith a bit.
Do you like this letter? Yeah. It must be Penrith. That's the second time this year.
Look at Wallach. We're shameless, bro. We have no shame at all. I feel like expressions.
Bro, if you fucking lost, if you lost this week, you guys suck.
Yeah, you can't lose this week.
You're not doing nothing.
Like, the Bulldogs won this week. You can't lose.
Whoever won in this round five, W team. If you lost in round five, bro, like, what are you doing with yourselves, mate?
Yeah, you got to get a grip on yourself.
That's all I was saying. Yeah, a lot of things happened this week. One of the best games of all time happened this week that we're going to be speaking about.
My nerve say otherwise, right?
Brother, people had 1,000 people watching my mental breakdown live on stream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
W watches on the stream, bro.
And many, many more thousands watching it on TikTok. Happen, you know, upload in sequential. What the fuck is going on? And then that was the good what the fuck is going on. And then half an hour later,
it was bad.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, bro, it was actually
a game. But honestly, bro, people who were neutrals were saying, this is the best game of rugby I've ever watched in my life.
Entertainment wise,
yeah, because like, if you didn't go for either team, like, fuck, bro, like you're so much. So much happened for this game, bro.
Yeah, so what we're talking about is Bulldogs and the Roosters.
Are we just going to start off with that?
Yeah, we'll start off with that. That's the first one. It's the longest one.
Yeah,
so
we're going to be talking about this for a while.
The timestamps will be there. Bulldogs, Roosters, man. I'm going to give you my quick opinion because I didn't really focus on the game because we had the barbecue and happening and stuff.
Barbecue,
me and you. That first 20 minutes, I was like, what's happening? Like, I was celebrating. I was punching the air. But I was sitting with Smiley, and I was like, bro, I'm still not comfortable at 26-0, wallah. I just don't know why.
The same. Because they're an emotional team.
And like, we're not saying it because, like, it happened. We're saying it because that's how we actually felt in the moment.
Yeah, I'm on record saying
it. Yeah, no, but I'm saying,
I even told my mum at halftime, like, you know you can still win, right? Because we don't know what we're doing. We've never been in this spot ever. Yeah. Like, we 26.
It's like taking us to a grand final right now. We don't know how to win it. You know what I mean?
26-0 up against Melbourne last year and nearly lost. Like, this nearly happened, but they kept dropping the ball. But, bro, I was scared at 20-0. But 26, I was relaxed a bit. You know, 26, I'm like, fuck, they can't throw this surely. But, like, I think it won't be like a 50-0 game. You know what I mean?
There'll be points scored.
I remember, like, Anthony from Touchline Podcast on his vlog. I watched their vlog. He's like, it's going to be 40, bro. I said, why not? It's going to be 40.
They make some good skits, those boys.
No, they're funny, bro.
They're funny, man.
They are funny. And, bro, that game was just funny. And everybody was dying. Because even though we won, it felt like a loss at the time. Right now, you know, a lot of guys know, all I want to do is beat the Roosters and Parramatta in a year.
That's it.
I mean, then I'm happy.
Ultimate happiness. All right? Twice, did a double.
I can't believe we beat the Roosters. I'm happy with the result. You know what I mean? And fuck me, let me tell you, that first half, we were on something, bro.
Yeah,
the jersey, man, like, they came to play.
Hey, shout out to Winston as well, bro. I feel like he's carried this jersey to its greatness.
Yeah, he was.
Like, he was W promoter, W like, marketer, and I said this. Bulldogs, go and give Winston a job in the club somehow, some way, content-wise. Get him to do his thing because a lot of people follow Winston. And I never met him until, I didn't know him until the charity match. And he easily became one of my favorite people there.
He's what a bloke,
Winston!
Hey.
A bloke. Like, I just love him, bro.
And it's the fact that, you know, Mahmood was giving him so much shit. I just love his redemption. But nah, if you meet, Winston's the nicest bloke, bro. And TikTok banned him because of the OC situation last year.
Oh my God, bro.
But nice bloke. But yeah, he was like, we'd lose a game and he's like, release the jersey. Like, yeah. release the jersey.
The heritage jersey. Called that last year too.
He's been calling this. Bro.
I think he's got some intel on the. I think he's got some intel a little. Hey, Winston, I love it, bro. Keep it going, my bro. We love what you do. That was the worst win ever, basically.
Brother, we had the best first half I've had in fucking years.
Years.
Bro. Like, even if there was a higher scoreline at halftime at some point, that was literally our best performance. Like, these cunts were whacking them, bro. Whacking
the
them,
edge,
bro.
Man.
Kikau ran the ball 5 times in the first half. Every time the bloke touched the ball, it was a highlight.
It was unbelievable.
I've never seen a player nick a team that bad.
I think he's in great, great form too, Kikau.
Oh, he's just better every game. I can't believe I get...
Yeah, now, see, there you go. That's where our dreams get crushed. We get excited for a bit. Like, he's one of the best in the comp.
I haven't seen an update on him. We obviously haven't seen the lineups yet, but it's not looking good, bruv.
Not looking good, bruv.
Everyone's...
We'll talk about that in our new section.
Yeah, but...
But the game, man, the game... For me, it was one of the worst wins. Like, at Wallah, you know when it was 2016? I was like, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, like
I want the 2 points. Pissed, yeah, you know I want the 2 points, but this is absolutely disgusting. You have Tedesco, who you know, Kikau ended his game pretty much, and then I don't know how long he's going to be out for from head knocks. You know how it is with Teddy and concussions, but he went. Dom Young got sent off, and then we had Sam Walker go off.
Yeah, but we also had a few guys go to the head bin too. You know
yeah.
And then we had guys playing injured.
But we were actually playing like we outnumbered them.
Bro, Kurt Mann, who had another blind eye.
Yeah, he's
he had a great game.
He's just a rugby league player, eh?
Can we just say, this guy's our lock. I don't want to see none of this Jamin Salmon bloke playing lock when Kurt Mann's back from his broken hand. Because apparently he's broken.
So you want to lock hand. You want to lock Kurt Mann? I don't mind that.
This bloke is so much... He played lock a lot. The reason why they didn't move him to centre is because... Last week,
so good at lock.
He was so good at lock that they didn't want to take him away from there. He was looking really dangerous, and he assists Burden's try, albeit a bit forward.
Yeah, that was a bit forward. But then again, put my hands up. But listen, NRL, I've been telling you this for years. Sort your shit out with technology, and you won't have this problem.
Yeah, I agree. But
I'll take it.
How many times have we been dudded, especially the last couple of weeks? So I'll take a dudding someone else.
But the Souths game is good enough for a whole year.
Yeah, honestly. But really good player, man. And I'm just happy. The first half effort and the first half performance, like, we were up 18-0 and then the send-off happened, bro. And we got guys, 5-6 guys chasing back Dom Young.
Oh, that was Matt beautiful Burden from Blake Taft, man.
Matt Burden kicking the ball again. Like, it's just, he's just been having blinders with his boot left, right and centre. And then, what a game that he had. I think he was my player of the game, personally.
He was all over the place as well. I loved it. Yeah, like, he was just everywhere.
He was everywhere.
That left edge, but he was just there in support. Well, we were talking about last week, we want someone to be in support when someone makes a line break.
Yeah, he was the one that's in support. I have an issue with Taff not supporting, you know what I mean? He hasn't been doing it, and he really wasn't doing it again. But
you can just imagine how much more points.
Like, the way Taff's playing is he's putting so much effort in, when especially ball in hand, you know what I mean? And that... Look, he wasn't much of a chase turn because he had a 10-meter head start on him.
You're chasing Dom Young. He's the guy. Every stride is meters.
He made the tackle, bro. Like, how many fullbacks missed that tackle on Dom Young?
Of course.
I mean? He made him drop the ball. That's a classy tackle. And I'm just really happy with how the forwards did. Marnie, week in, week out, he hasn't had a bad game yet this season.
I can't even...
Max King, bro, what a player, man. And Samuel Hughes, brother, this just proves this bloke needs more minutes. He played 8 minutes last week or some shit. I think Patolo had a go in his first stint. I don't even know if he came back on.
I think he was injured, yeah. He got something. But I read something.
He just didn't look too good. And Samuel Hughes came on, and the guy got a meat pie. He is just an absolute workhorse, and he needs more minutes, 100%. This game, like, occurring again, I just cannot stress...
What a guy.
I cannot stress how good this bloke is.
Got him in Supercoach this week, too.
They're already... Yeah, because he's just got his dual, his dual position.
Yeah, Guru's been fighting for his life.
He's been playing prop, bro, but fuck, he's been doing good at prop. Let me tell you something, mate. He's been... He has been a revelation, mate, and that is one of the signings of the season so far. He's just... Everything that the Dogs were weak at last year,
but Gus Gould,
strength for him. And Gus Gould's gone out and said he, from the, like, you know, he looks like a bulldog, and I agree. And I think they're going to lock him up long term because they don't hesitate to lock him up long term.
And sometimes it backfires, but I think with players like that, they're actually rugby league players. Like when we did the signings this year, when we signed Salmon, when we signed Kurt Mann, when we signed, like, you know, these workhorse players that, you know, they're just going to give you effort. And that's what we missed last year. That's the big talking point.
They're going to train hard. Like, that's why these guys... Or we have
and I think they were training hard last year, but they were getting injured. They just, their body couldn't cope with what we were training with.
No, but there were a lot of players that were not liking the new training schedule. Yeah. And they're the ones that all got phased out of the club. And we got replaced with guys that might not... Their utilities, they don't have one defined position, but you know they're going to train hard and work hard in training and give competition. And I think that's why he likes Drew Hutchison, because as much as we don't like Drew Hutchison...
Yeah, this is a big thing for me.
He works very hard. And even though he's the first one to look gassed and have his hands on his hips every game, I can't fault his heart and motor, you know what I mean? Drew Hutchison earned his spot in the team by... fucking work, you know what I mean? But we had a bit of a shake-up in this game.
Yeah.
With the injuries that happened and...
Can I just say this? Our biggest problem is reshuffling. We've had to reshuffle... Three times this season already, and you can automatically see that it ruins the groove that we're building. Mm-hmm. Like, it ruins that sort of chemistry that we have. And that's just... Like, teams like the Roosters, teams like... These guys have been playing with each other for ages. Like, the core has been with each other for a while. They understand the standards there. But I have to understand there's a new team that we have.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's blokes that have been there, whatever, but... When you take one guy out, which is like an edge, on the edge, a winger or whatever it was, right? And Blake Taff was the one that went off, right? Yeah, and then Crichton, we had to reshuffle.
Yeah, he got left hooked.
Man, I can't see Salmon at centre. It's like very damaging.
But he didn't see that either. And that's why that was part of the changes he made.
Yeah.
This reshuffle was different because we had an 18th man that was a half in Toby Sexton, who we've all wanted to play. And good on Toby Sexton because he had a big job to do.
And he did his job, bro.
And he defensively did his job because Joey Manu kept pestering his side and running at him, right at him.
What a player, Joey Manu, man. Yeah. I freaking love that. Joey Manu, he's going to be missed in rugby league, bro.
Yeah.
He's got origin in him, bro. Like, he's got... I feel like he's an origin... Obviously, he can't play, but...
Yeah.
He's got tough. That origin player in him, bro. He'll just break... Like, he's got that moment in
him.
He's
like Chansey, bro. Yeah. He's a tough cunt, you know?
Nah, I think Manu's after scales.
But, yeah, Toby did a good job. And they moved Burton to the centres. And I said... He'd only ever moved there under extreme circumstances, and this was one of those extreme circumstances. And Burton individually did good at centre, right? He did. He knows what he's doing at centre. Like, centre's much easier than half to play.
Of course, yeah. You got less pressure. You're doing one thing.
And he did score a try at centre, but there was all these, like you could tell there were people... I went live on TikTok and live on Twitch, and they're trying to tell me Burton played centre for, like, a majority of the game, and he scored a hat-trick. I'm like... Brother, this guy scored two tries and got multiple assists playing at fucking...
Six.
Playing at six and then got stuffed in centre just because we didn't have no one on the bench to sort of, you know, come...
And like then the points started tallying against us.
Brother, this team, I'm telling you, if Matt Burton played at centre and this was our halves pairing, we would win zero games in an entire rugby league year and come last.
Of course. I agree with you. I fully agree with you.
Because this... Bro, that halves pairing together, I wanted to vomit. I wanted to vomit. Voila. The two kicks that Toby Sexton got to put in were pretty decent.
Yeah.
The rest of the kicks that were put in by Drew Hutchison, I wanted to burn my eyes.
All right, so the question is it's time. Now it's time. It's enough. I think it's time to see Toby Sexton in the starting position at seven.
I'm telling you, it's not happening.
I know that, but for us as Bulldogs fans.
I think, look, because Winston brings up a point, Toby hasn't been making a lot happen in reserve grade.
Yeah.
You see guys like Jackson Hastings going in there, five tries since the first. To game he plays in reserve.
They're different caliber. Hastings is a great
defensively,
player.
They're whinging about his defense. Now, let me tell you something. Defending in reserve grade, all right, when you have worse defenders around you, like, I don't know what the reserve grade team is like, but in
it's probably
first
always
grade,
different too.
In first grade, you can, if you have like good defensive players, can make it, your life a lot easier defensively as a
100%.
Half. His life was not made easy that game because the back row was completely reshuffled and everything. But let me tell you, when he's playing and he's got bloody
Curran, Kikau,
Curran,
Preston. Fucking,
you know, Preston. Like, the guy's life is going to be way easier than reserve grade. He's going to get targeted way less.
He can focus on his actual halfback duties.
But he defended well. One-on-one, he had to make a few tackles. He did a good job.
Now, I think he's... I 100% think he's got to get back into the team, bro.
I think, yeah, I really feel for him because he is a better player than Drew Hutchison, but Drew Hutchison fits the mentality side of the team.
The gritness that we're trying to build. The
grittiness that he's trying to build. So I don't actually see Drew Hutchison getting dropped, especially after a win. Although it was a fucking weird win and it felt like a loss because we didn't score like the last 26 of the last 30 points in the game. But yeah, I would always say that I think Toby deserves a spot. I think he's just a better
I think he's
player.
More creative and he makes the better decisions as a halfback. And
like, I'll point to this one decision, you know, last tackle, like, old mate, Tedesco's just been killed, by the way. Right? And Kikau goes for it because he knows there's one last try left. And plus, there should have been a penalty there because Connor Tracy was tackled without the ball. Like, it's clear as day. But anyway, Kikau goes for the try, gets tackled, ball goes out wide to Drew Hutchison. It's like a 4-on-2, and there's a third guy running, but he's gassed. You know what I mean? He takes it on. Instead of going out wide, you know, drawing a play in, going through the hands, the guy dummies to the right, steps left, and gives the ball to a prop.
Yeah, it's not. Them moments can define a game for us, bro. We can score a try that wins the game for us, like against Selfs. If he passes and goes to the right creatively more, but he's got two gun players on the outside.
He's an incredibly selfish player. The way some of the decisions he makes are just selfish, and are just they're not the right rugby league play.
Like, I don't think they're selfish. Like, I think they're safe. Like I think he's trying to be safe.
If he makes a line break, he's not passing it to the guy next to him. No, he's going to dummy it. And the fullback knows he's going to dummy it. If in the case that he does make a line break, okay? I think the only time he passed it was against South, Curtis Moran went through. And he's passed it to Drew Hutchison. And Drew Hutchison, I just think he didn't want to get fucking poleaxed by Latrell Mitchell. And
so he just passed it.
You know, because he's renowned for just getting suspended by elbowing cunts in the face and shit, which we'll talk about soon. So he just launched it to the winger that's 10 metres behind him. But I don't think he's the type of guy to just, you know, draw and pass if he makes a line. Yeah. He's just going to,
take it.
He just never makes the right rugby league decision. Whereas if Toby Sexton makes a break, I know. I am.
You're confident. Yeah.
He's gonna make the right play more often than not.
I fully agree.
This is where we all. This is where pretty much Bulldogs fans in unison agree that the attacking problems that we had against Souths would have been rectified by putting Toby Sexton there. Now, defensively, another story, but
I think he's got the team around him defensively to be covered in defence-wise.
Yeah, but I think we can finally put this Crichton at fullback thing to bed now.
Yeah, let's talk about...
I'm not going to say put to bed.
Let's get into it. Because we have a lot of injuries.
We have a fullback issue to resolve. And it's become a little bit more difficult now. Because you'll see, most likely in the lineup,
Connor Tracy, I think, is...
Connor Tracy's tore his calf. A guy's playing with a torn calf or some shit.
I think that's the reason why we capitulated of a lot of points was because of our injuries as well. And it's not an excuse because Roosters
had man down.
Yeah, they had a man down for the whole game. And they're probably more gas than us. But
and they scored with 11 guys on the field with a step to... I don't understand how they did not see a step coming there.
Yeah, embarrassment, bro. That was the embarrassing part of it. That's the only reason why we say that it felt like a loss. Yeah. But that first half, I just want to give a bit of praise before we get into the fullback talk.
Yeah.
Kikau and Burton, like you said before.
Fuck.
I'm just so happy how they're playing.
Yeah.
These are the players that I wanted that we signed. You know, like I know they've only shown us this start of the season, but if we can keep that going and they can build the combination more with Crichton and with like the other side and Burton can move around and of course Sexton comes in, I think we're a dangerous side, bro. And I say that in the most humble way. Trust me. If the Bulldogs are not going to look good, I will say it.
We're going to give teams some trouble this year, I think.
Yeah, that's what I think as well. And in defence, we're going to frustrate some teams.
Yeah, well, we've been really, like, you know, fuck. We always end up conceding 26 somehow. But, like, a lot of good defensive effort, man.
Nah, definitely.
And especially the last 5 rounds. I'm proud of them, you know what I mean?
100%.
And that's sort of what we just need to build off. And look, we had to reshuffle a lot. Crichton ended up at fullback. Mm. I did not see this bloke go past the plane of a jog the entire game.
Yeah.
And the same, very similar thing happened against South. Like, I know how quick this guy is. I saw this bloke against Parramatta This bloke is a rocket.
Yeah, yeah.
He is not running. Like, he's not. He was physically not sprinting. I don't know why.
I think he's just not a fullback.
Whether it was the hip drop, whether he was injured before that. Like, he looks like to me like he's playing injured or he's gassed because he is not slow. Let me get the check. Crichton is not slow. This bloke makes an intercept and
he's gone.
Except for Daddy Cherry Evans.
Yeah. I mean, but I still see
But no, no. I've seen this bloke in person run and he's fast as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. I don't want to write him off as not a fullback, but I'd rather see, and this is my thing, I think it's time to blood a youngster. You're going to see South Sydney blood theirs this week.
Dry Gray.
We got a kid named Josh Papali'i. Now, he played really well in the trials.
Yeah? No, I remember it.
And he reminds me of the Falongo guy from Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Very zippy, very smart, really good hands on him.
Like Torpiki style? Like, you know that Torpiki?
No, he's not. Nah, Torpiki's like girthy, like solid. Like, this guy is...
Pause.
No, Bunty. Hey,
we're not pausing, actually. We don't pause on league lads.
Bunty.
So the fullback dilemma that we have now is Croydon and we have this new guy called Josh Papali'i.
And then we have Karaz.
There's three
options in my opinion.
And you wouldn't look at Wilson. I don't know if Wilson is fit.
I wouldn't look at Wilson for fullback, no.
Okay. No, I'm just throwing it out there.
I like Wilson and I think he should. And apparently Addo Carr's back. But I think the three that could potentially, because I know Karaz is trained at fullback and he's played fullback for Lebanon and done a good job. And he's got the effort
part of him.
And honestly, typically, he's really good under the high ball. Yeah. I don't know what
that
the fuck happened.
That was shocking on the other day.
He just missed the ball. But I'm not going to... Bro, one time out of 50, I'll take it. Because this bloke usually jumps up, attacks the ball, grabs it, and just starts going. You know what I mean? But I think the fullback dilemma, I think it's most likely going to be Crichton that gets picked because I think they do have plans for him to play there. And I'm just going to say, if he's going to play there, I need to see more urgency when running the football.
And more involvement, bro.
Yeah.
Be more involved around the ruck, around the left, around the right.
Yeah,
but
the thing is they went to negative football straight away, up 26 because of the rain. It was pissing down in the second half. They did not want to move the ball.
That's a big problem.
They were wet weather football.
We won, that's it.
No, not we won wet weather football. They were not playing wet weather football in that first
half. They were playing like wolf.
Like, brother, these blokes were going short side, tackle four, inside their own 30, and they were scoring tries.
Boom.
You know what I mean? And Roosters were not expecting that. We completely caught them off guard with that shit. And that's what I love. They were playing football. But they stopped playing football up 26-0. Because they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
They don't want to go for the kill. They want to fucking...
They've never been in this position as an actual team. Individually, they probably have, but as a team, they've never been in this position.
Yeah, and
so pick your fullback.
I would like to see Papali'i play there because I think he's the future there. I think he's got a bright future there. And I would really...
How old is he? What is he, 18, 19?
Like, yeah, around that age. Yeah. But I think he's ready.
And have you watched him play before? Obviously,
yeah,
in the trials?
I've watched him play in reserves. And he's that guy's always supporting, you know, he's a really good fullback. And I'd like to see him at least get one game. Fuck if he doesn't work out. You got Taff back the next week.
I think he might play this week, bro. I think.
But I got a feeling they're going to go with Crichton.
Okay.
But I'm happy either way. I want to see both.
It's
a big game, man. Yeah. You don't want to debut against Melbourne, a fully stacked Melbourne.
Yeah, you don't want to break his confidence.
But then again, fuck, if there's any game to play well in, is that one.
That one. Should we move on to the big saga of the week?
South Sydney.
Listen, man. I had someone tell me on the weekend that South Sydney will finish second last, and I actually deeped it and I thought of it. And if they play like this and continue playing like this, it's gonna get very, very bad. And the thing about sport and rugby league in particular, it doesn't forgive, bro. It just happens so quick. So if you capitulate. And you're saying in the Bulldogs game, it just went points. If you capitulate in a season and you let these distractions and the headlines and the sagas get involved, then you really fall down the pecking order very, very fast. But now I looked at it and I was like, okay, yeah. And then I just thought, like, I think this is Jason Demetriou's last week at the Souths. Like, I think this is his last week. They're playing. They don't have a bye this week, right? They're playing. And
they've got two games and they've got a bye.
They're playing Roosters? Oh, no, Roosters.
They got... A tough one. Sharks.
Yeah, they got Sharks. Yeah. All right, and Sharks had a bye last week, yeah, true. Yeah, they're fresh and ready to go. Nico Hines is feeling himself. Ronaldo Molotal, like everyone pause. Is ready to go. Pause. We don't pause here, I told you. But, man, when he said that, I was like, what? Shout out to Issa, he told me this. And then I actually deeped it and I was like, wow, bro, this is a big thing. And then we actually spoke about the whole, like, Latrell thing, you know, Cody Walker, Sam Burgess walking out. I think the club has been, this has been building up for a while, bro. And yeah, I think that this is
heaps. Rather 5 wins since round 11 last
that's
year.
That's an actual, think about that. That's a crazy
like,
stat.
This is messed up. Like, yeah. I will never forget, I was at Magic Round, round 10. They just pumped Melbourne. My uncle, I was there with, and his mates were watching the game with, and my mate, you know what I mean? My mate still says this, my mate from Queensland, shout out to Brent. He still says my uncle completely cursed South Sydney. Okay?
Ask me about curses.
My uncle was like, bro, we could play with Liam Knight at 7 and then still win. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Confidence.
Brother, from that moment, they've got 5 wins. It is
and I said,
unbelievable.
Wallah, I said this to you last year. I said, them not making the 8 is a big problem. Like, this is like, there's no reason for you to not make the 8 with a team like that. And I know people are going to say they're missing their props, they're missing this, they're missing that. Now, if you just miss the 8, right, but
they're not missing no props now. They're missing Arrow and Campbell Graham and Munro.
But what I'm saying is last year, they didn't look convincing us towards the end.
They were dead.
They were rubbish. And then people are like, yeah, okay, no worries. But like, that's a team that can easily make the 8. They have
you
the
look
quality.
On paper, how the fuck does that team lose?
It doesn't make sense.
They've got 3 rep players in their spine.
And look, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think that Jason Demetrio has given Latrell Mitchell and Cody Walker too much power and he's isolated Cameron Murray? Because week in, week out, bro, we watch Cameron Murray and wallahi, I don't think there's anyone that's playing better than him in this team.
No, absolutely not.
He's been the best player for Souths for at least the last year.
Cameron doesn't have bad games, bro.
He's just so, like, how do you have a leader like that? And, like, I heard Andrew Johnson that talking about it. They're like, oh, is it the leadership? Is it the thing? Then Brad Fittler goes, bro, it's all on Cameron Murray. Like, Cameron Murray needs to sit with the coach and literally, like, take control of this side. They've given too much power to Latrell, to Cody Walker. And you can just... And we're outsiders. We're not saying we got intel and information, but you can just see it. It's, like, it's in front of us. Like, Latrell, bro, and look, I love Latrell, right? And I think, like, great player. We always give him his credit, but... Like, bro, I don't see, because he gets the ball and I don't see the urgency. I don't see that freaking Latrell that we see in Origin. We've seen at the Roosters, that dirty, like, not dirty, that aggressive, like, proper controlled aggression, not stupid aggression. And I just think that this whole South Sydney team, they don't want this Jason Demetrio. I think it's only like...
Remember Jose in 2015?
Yeah,
they're
like,
doing this one.
They want him gone and it looks like it. And listen... When a coach doesn't have any credit in his bank, like what's he done? If it's someone, even Jose got sacked, you know what I mean?
He got the job on a technicality.
So, yeah.
Can I ask you 2 questions? All right. So, first one, they got Sharks next week.
Yeah.
Or this week, and then they got the bye. Do we think he'll be fired?
He's gone before the bye. They're already working on another coach.
Like,
I'm telling you.
Like, because they got Melbourne Dragons after, right?
Right, they're going to.
Panthers Dragons.
Yeah, that's a fuck.
I'm telling you, and even if they get I think if they lose against the Sharks,
it's gone.
And I didn't care what the score is, he's gone. They don't want to play for him.
As soon as you see reports coming out that he's on thin ice.
You know, I heard on one, I'm not going to say the player, he had it on his story, Bulldogs player.
Yeah.
And he's like, someone in the background's like, I can't believe they're going to sack Demetrio this week. I swear I had this little glimpse. And I wanted to message him, like, bro, the leader, you're going to get in trouble because it's my player. You know what I mean? But I think voila, this is his last game.
If there
and I swear, watch the difference. Then week after.
So reports only come out as it's just like a LeBron. If there's the reports,
there's something in it.
If there's reports from a LeBron team, that it's probably LeBron and his camp leaking the reports.
But why you have to go for my pookie bear like that?
What I'm saying is, I think if there's reports that Ilias is going to get dropped and he gets dropped, and now there's reports that JD is on thin ice and he's going to get dropped.
Oh, he's gone, bro.
Like, they were not the better team against Souths and against Dogs, okay? And you really have to use that. They haven't been the best team on the field all season. And with that team, you should be.
And you know what the biggest thing about him is? Sorry, Flexi, before we ask you that question. Because their attack used to be so deadly. Like, you know, you used to watch Cody Walker and I used to be like, oh, my God.
He's the one that...
He's the biggest one that doesn't look like he wants to be there.
Yeah, he's
like, honestly, and like, bro, we all know Cody Walker, and like, it's not that he's old, like, we know he's got it in him, lad. He can literally turn a game like that, but even his kicking game, everything's been shocking. What's the question?
And with Latrell out, do we think the team actually improves with Cameron Murray being a bit more?
Yeah, I always think Latrell shouldn't lead. straight up. I think players like that, they should be, they should lead from their actions, like actually like just be good players, like Cameron Murray does. I know Cameron Murray's not probably yelling and shit, but Cameron Murray's, like Phil was saying, is very quiet. But Cameron Murray tackles, bro, he's in there, he's in his, bro, he's hitting people.
He should have won man of the match against us, because he stopped so many potential attacks for us.
And
he's,
when he, and his runs, like, bro, and he always looks like he's just belted, and he just goes again. And
quickest play of all in a row.
Yeah.
We can't forget, like.
What is it?
Quickest play the ball in the NRL.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he's got most good looking. Most good looking in the NRL. Yeah, he is, but, W Riz.
Here's what I think South Sydney should do. Not that I do think Latrell's a fullback, but you got to do what's best for the team. And in my opinion, I think Jai Gray will have a really good run these next 3 weeks. Do I think the team will be better because Latrell's not there? No. I think the team will be better because they're just, you know, they're working on themselves, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think they'll have a player that's actually showing urgency. Like Blake Taffaz, like, bro, work so hard. Jai Gray will do the same thing. Now, I think the best thing for them when Latrell comes back, because they are so short on backs. And I think we could see Wyden and Latrell just playing the centres. And for the time being, until Campbell Graham comes back. And then it will be Latrell at fullback. You know, just like the same similar situation of Blake Taff, you know?
Yeah.
Like Jai Gray, like I think the team would benefit because they are so short on centres and I think they could use Tass elsewhere. I think we could really see if Jai Gray does well, Latrell go back to the centres. I think if Latrell comes back from his suspension and they're winning games, drop into reserve grade as well.
So 100%.
I think you got to teach him a lesson. And I think if there's a new coach and he's seeing more of this shit from Latrell, a coach that, if Madge was coach.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Brother, he would have dropped Latrell a long time ago.
He would have got, I'm telling you.
He would have Nick Albeck. He would have made Latrell cry in a fucking.
Yeah, Madge. That's why I like Madge as New South Wales coach. He's raw as it comes, bro.
I've got a question for you because there's not many coaches available. Who do you replace JD with?
I reckon.
You got no coaches that just got sacked. Justin Holbrook definitely. I don't think he's taking his job.
I
see one glaring option that I think.
Sam Burgess.
No, because he's. Why would he leave? He's in a good situation right now.
That's very true.
This is a massive jump.
But we know how good that and Sam left. South's job will be for him. He's got these players, and at the same time, there's conflict of interest. Isn't that why he left? Is because of like Latrell and that, like what was happening?
No, he left because he's brought Dom Young to them on a silver platter, and then they told him after he. You know, they said sign the contract. They told him no, and he's like, "What the fuck?"
But isn't that because Wyden? Like, didn't that because Wyden went there?
Wanted Wyden, yeah. But also they just didn't want to spend that much money on a winger.
Yeah, well, I thought it was like more. And I think there's more to it, but I think who do you go and get? Go and get Bellamy next year, bro. Straight up.
No, oh yeah, they have to be good.
And I heard reports that they're looking for. They're looking at Bennett and Bellamy.
Bro, go ask because bro, like, how many years does Bellamy have, bro? Like,
he's got years, cuz.
The guy's. What do you mean he's got years?
Yeah, look at Wayne Bennett, bro. Come on, man.
The guy's falling asleep.
Wayne Bennett's 110, bro. You know what I mean?
He's like Mr. Burns.
He is.
Okay. Nah, but. This Wolf guy's like his Wayne and Smith's brother, I'm telling you.
But even if they get him for 2 years, then Burgess is ready, pops in, keeps that work ethic and
I don't know if he'll want. I think he wants a new project.
Who? Bennett?
Yeah.
Bellamy or Bennett?
Bennett. Bennett wants a new project, I reckon. Bellamy, I think. He's going to keep going.
Because you reckon Bennett... that's what I was saying. Bellamy has a lot... Bellamy has a lot of years in him.
Yeah, are you talking about Bellamy or Bennett?
Yeah, no, I'll go get Bellamy. But what the reports were saying is that they're looking at...
Bellamy's not going to leave Melbourne. Like, if he's gonna stop coaching, he's gonna stop coaching.
Yeah.
He's going to be coaching Melbourne until he dies. Bennett, on the other hand, he just left from there.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind going back to where he's left.
This is Bellamy's last year.
This is Bellamy's last year at Dolphin. It's Bellamy's. It's both their last years, but Bellamy's not going to go to another team.
So what do you think he'll do? He just retires.
Yeah.
I don't see.
He's probably got high blood pressure.
Yeah, but Bennett does too, bro.
Bennett's
the most chill guy.
Bennett
actually.
Just doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't give a
he's
shit.
He's got a resume, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
bro, what did he say about Finn?
Bellamy coaches like he's got to pay the rent, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
and you score 10 tries.
Yeah, he's fine, bro. He would have got killed against. He would have necked himself.
Yeah, well,
if he had to watch that dog's comeback, that rooster's comeback.
Can we talk about Latrell Mitchell?
No. I think Jeff, bro, go ask about Tuvi? Jeff Tuvi, bro. This is the one bloke that I will always say he never deserved to get sacked.
For Manly.
He coached Manly. They had a million injuries. They had a fucker player say that he's going to leave and then backflip. Both their halves.
Cherry Evans and
like,
Foran?
Yeah, like, what the fuck, bro? Yeah. Like, both their halves.
But why do you think nobody's gone for him, bro? Straight up.
Because I don't... you know why? Because I think he's number one either waiting for Origin, or number two, he doesn't want to... I think he's got too much loyalty to Tamandi. And that's why he doesn't want to coach anywhere else. I get that.
And he looks like a loyal bloke, straight up.
Hey, Jeff, bro, he's a mad coach, bro. I'm not going to lie. I think he's a really good coach. And I'm going to be like, bro, what are you doing, Bellamy? You wanna, what are you doing, Tuvi? You want to come coach here?
Yeah, you just try to, like,
what, offer. Ask him. If he says yes, see you later, JD. Go work at JD Sport.
We all know JD's gone this week.
You can see Olo Tekas on every day when he walks into work, the poster room, you know what I mean?
I know Slater does Queensland. But is there a chance that he comes in to do a club?
Yeah, I think Melbourne.
Melbourne.
He won't coach no team that's not Melbourne or Brisbane. Neither will Cameron Smith or Jade. Like,
they're very loyal.
Like, they're very loyal to their team, and I don't think they'd want to coach a Sydney team. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think they'd either coach Melbourne or Queensland.
Yeah. One more thing is I want to speak about before we speak about the Warriors, because they deserve some credit. Yeah. It's not all about the bad Rabbitohs. Latrell Mitchell's brain snaps, bro. They got to stop,
man.
I can't
even defend him anymore.
Like, bro, Wallah, and like, listen, in Origin, I love it. Right, you love it because they do it, you do it, it doesn't matter. But man, I just feel like he brings the hate to himself, bro. When he does things like that, he gives the people the opportunity to talk, it burns me.
He went on a report twice for two stupid incidents.
Should have been Simbind.
Like me, I don't think he did anything the Dogs game, you know what I mean? But fuck that.
No, the Bulldogs game was different.
That thing on Sean Johnson, bro. Like, what is that, man? Like, that's fucking Muay Thai, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
and he knew straight away. And you know what?
Like Muay Thai Lee Sin. You won't understand the reference, but the guys that know, they know.
But you know what? He knew it as well. Like, he grabbed him and he hugged him. And it's like, bro, like, why? Yeah, like, bro, like,
why are you
like,
being a sus cunt, bro? Like, you just elbowed him in the head.
Yeah, don't kiss me. No, but like, why is that the first thing in his brain?
I don't think he meant to, but it's like he's just like, what the fuck you doing, man? Like, he's drunk.
Yeah.
They gotta give him a RBT before the game, because he's playing there like he's like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Bro, the whole game he looked drunk the whole game.
Angry man, I can't defend this, bro. You know how much I love Latrell. Like,
I love Latrell too, man.
I can't defend this shit, bro. How many times are you gonna fucking do dumb shit?
Like, and we have to just let it slide.
Well, when you play Origin, fucking oath, bro. Yeah. But, like, what do you like? Fuck.
But play Origin. Play Origin.
Actually, play it. Fuck, every year he's suspended or injured or something, bro.
Let's talk about the Warriors. Enough of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, good on the Warriors.
Listen,
bro.
Man, up the
Waz. Welcome back, Chansey.
Sean Johnson will look like an absolute freak. I know he was in support scoring all them tries, but had control of that game. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck once again. Fenua Blake. Tavaga, I believe he looked good.
No, he's just butterfingers.
Nah, maybe what I watched, the 20, 30 minutes that I watched.
How many, that guy drops the ball and nearly drops the ball 3 times a game.
You know, I get confused with him and Dylan Walker to this day because of what you said.
Yeah, the Bold Brothers.
The Bold Brothers, as you call them.
Shout out to Bunty, he was injured. I hope it's nothing serious. They had to take him off, but he was actually having a good couple stints.
Who was that?
Bunty.
Oh, Bunty, your mate.
That's my guy,
Bunty, like...
I love you, Bunty.
Give him a message because, like, we got a new place now. We want him to come, you know what I mean?
One day. When he comes, plays here, bro.
Yeah, he'll come play ping pong and hang out.
When he comes, plays the Dogs, get him in here.
You know, Fred will sign him on a 10-year contract at 40 years old.
If he's 50, I'll sign him here as Seki when he's retired.
You know, I met him.
Yeah, I know.
I told you, and you get upset every time.
50 times, bro.
But yeah, anything else you want to say on the Warriors? I think they deserve a lot of credit, and I think they're
really, really good work. Rocco Berry just gets better every week. Chansey, welcome back, bro. Like, for some reason, everybody, I said he looked rusty. Like, I'm just talking about that one play when he just got his ankle snapped by a guy running straight from him, you know, like.
And everyone came out.
Everyone was like, what's the score? I'm like, brother, I know the score. Number one, I'm watching it live. Number two, I'm going for yous.
You know, sports fans don't have a brain. You know,
A lot of them, they just see the one TikTok. Yeah. They don't see the rest of it. Like, they don't see the total body
of
work.
You absolute dog. I hate you.
But you know what? 99% of Warriors fans are like, watch every game. Yeah. Watch every game. Because I'm their good luck charm. Because every game I've watched...
Hey, the Warriors fans are the nicest fan base out there.
The fan base is why they're my second favourite team now. I never thought a team that was just I tolerated them. Like, I didn't like them or dislike them. At one point would become my second team. But over the last couple of years, doing these like rugby league gigs, I love them so much. They're my second team for sure.
Now, we have a lot of love for the Warriors, man.
But yeah, apparently I'm the good luck charm because every game I've watched, they've won.
They win.
Every game I've not watched, they've like the Yvonne night, they lost.
So
everybody's like, watch every game. Fred, we've done
we'll pay you. Can you? Yeah, the thing is, not paying you, bro. Yeah. Hey, bro, bring some money in, man.
The amount of times that people, every time the Warriors win, they're doing the mana wave, bro. I don't know what the fuck that is. I did it once. It looked like a salute, a bad salute, you know what I mean? But, you know. I just did one.
Let's talk about Parramatta, bro. They're in a bit of trouble.
Shout out to the Warriors, man.
Shout out to the Warriors, yeah. Parramatta Eels, they are in a bit of trouble. They are currently lower than us on the ladder, right? I know we're equal points, but they're lower on us than the ladder. So
how does it feel? Rebuild time.
All those Para fans, you need a rebuild.
Rebuild time.
Mitch Moses, 1.2, come past. All right. Yeah,
Mitch Moses, Mitch Moses and Matt Burden.
Oh, that's hot.
The sworn enemies.
That is hot.
While are the sworn enemies. That, yeah. Hey, you want a backflip, bro?
Yeah, come past.
Come to the boys, man.
No, but let's have a serious conversation. I didn't watch the game, but I seen the scores.
Oh, brother, they got like, oh, brother, this guy stinks. Is the definition of Parramatta that game.
Without Mitchell Moses, they're in big trouble.
Brother, they got pumped on the left. They got pumped on the right. They got pumped in the middle. The defensive effort, lackluster. Like, they were waltzing past them. Brother, poor handling, poor defense, poor kicking game. Poor Dylan Brown. I know he's not a seven. He's sort of been forced to play seven. You know who would have been a good
player? Who was partnering him, sorry, in the halves?
Ray Starlungi, lad. The young kid. Nah. He's a rocket, but... He's a rocket, but...
Come on, man.
He's still young, very green, doesn't insert himself into the game. Very similar to what I would say about Dylan Brown early in his career is this just... He's not demanding the ball enough. He's not aggressive enough. Very passive. But, brother, when he attacks Blaise Starlungi,
he looks good.
Yeah. Same as Dylan Brown. The more times Dylan Brown attacks with the football, like, and looks to fucking set something up or do something every time he touches the ball, the better Dylan Brown looks.
Yeah.
But Dylan Brown, it's his team. I don't think he's the type of player to run a team, or at least if he is not this year. It's going to take some years to develop it. But, yeah, shout out to, like, they're just... The shout out to the Raiders, bro.
Yeah, the Raiders
Xavier
are.
Xavier Savage had a great first half, great first 20 minutes last week, and then fell to shit.
And then this week.
This week, he looks so fucking good, bro. Matt Timocall looks so fucking
good. He's got to be one of the strongest blokes I've ever watched in rugby league.
I don't know how this fucking bloke got back on the field. This bloke could not walk.
Because Rapana is actually.
No, you didn't see this shit, bro.
I didn't, but.
Rapana, his kneecap, bro, was out of place. No, but it looked like everyone's like, this bloke's done his whole knee.
He's gone, he's finished.
He couldn't walk. He had to. He couldn't walk. The Medicab didn't come out for fucking 5 minutes.
Typical NRL.
The guy's fucking one-legging, walking across the pitch. Next thing you know, I go to the bathroom at halftime. I come back. He's fucking back on the field. They said his kneecap was just like
bro, that's the most,
MCL issue.
That's the most Rapana thing.
Why are you playing him, bro? You don't have to risk him. But Rapana's like... his last dance. He's like, fuck, if I'm going to do my knee, I'm going to go out.
Properly.
If I'm going to get injured, I'm going to go out.
Man, not around five. Come on. In the rest, maybe let me go.
What a tank, bro.
Because you know he's one player. Sorry, you know he's one player that, wallah, if they give him an extension, I will not be surprised. He revives. He's always the outcast.
Brother, if they
didn't have him, they'll screw.
If COVID didn't happen, they'd fucking would have missed the eight the last few years. This guy's a tank, bro. And he leads that by example. The Warriors forwards, Raiders forwards look hectic. But they were playing some fun rugby league, bro. And this is a team that I fucking think is so boring. Because any chance they have to take the two, they take the two. They took the two about three times last
time. And they won 41.
Like, they won 41. They took the two, three times.
Fogarty loves it.
Like, brother, you know, like, he's a gun, man.
Hey, you got to give him his big raps, bro. Wallah, he's so good.
I wanted Jamal so bad from the Titans. And now I'm pissed because he would have been...
Perfect for us,
brother,
man.
Brother, he's bomb. He, besides Matt Burden, he has the biggest bomb, in my opinion. In terms of height.
And his kicking game's picked up heaps this year, bro.
Yeah, but he had a bit of a shocker the last 60 minutes of last game. But overall,
I'm saying overall as a season,
Walla, he's a good player, man.
Yeah, Titans will miss him, bro. They went on the Ben Hunt gamble, bro.
Yeah, they are a good team, and I had them at 15th. Yeah. I had them bottom four.
Nah, that we all did, bro, because we looked like Jack Warden was their
attack,
engine.
I don't rate Jack Warden that much, but it's just the attack just looked flat.
I think he's a better center, straight up.
And they didn't, at this stage of his career, yeah. But look, it's just their attack was so flat last year. Like, they didn't win a game 13 plus like, for two years.
And that's a big stat, bro.
Now, they won two or three 13 plus. So, shout out to the Raiders.
Shout out to the Raiders, man. Up the milk, bros. Listen, let's get straight into the awards because we've got a big new segment to get to. Your player of the round.
I'm going to go Matt Burden.
Yeah,
Matthew Burden, what a player.
With a hattie.
Hat trick.
Hattie Birdie, and we love it.
Lots of try assists, great kicking game. He's a six.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it surprisingly to Joey Manu because I just think when you're down a player and you always want the ball and you're demanding the ball and you're missing your captain, you're missing your seven, and his impact on the game was unbelievable, bro. And I know it was raining, but like, he was on the bad end of it, so he gets my play of the round. Team of the round.
I'm going to go the Raiders. Very dominant performance all around.
Yeah, I'm going to go Brisbane Broncos, bro. They don't give up, bro.
Didn't they lose?
Yeah, but they just don't give up. I didn't care if they lost. What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
But they're missing. They lost Reynolds in half time, and they have no Haas, and Reece Walsh is in there, and they still lose by two against Melbourne. And Melbourne went in the driver's seat. So for me, they get my team of the round.
Fair enough.
And honestly, it's because it's only the two, three games that I watched Brisbane look the best.
I'd give it to the Roosters.
If the Bulldogs didn't concede, I would have said, if they didn't concede, I would have said Bulldogs.
I'd give it to the second half Roosters over Brisbane.
No. Game of the round.
The Dogs game. I think this game...
Fucking and why? Because people are going to say, why?
As a neutral, people were saying in my chat, and I did have 1,000 people in there. Fuck, like
crazy, bro.
Yeah, I've had 1,000 people in there 2 years ago when we versed the Roosters as well. Like that pinned clip on my TikTok is 1,000 people in there as well. And as a neutral, people were saying that was one of the best games of rugby league I've ever watched because it was entertaining. Like, when do you see a 26-0 game go all the way down to the end?
Yeah, that's
and
with the circumstances,
it was inspirational, honestly. Like, shout out to the Roosters, it was absolutely inspirational seeing their effort from 26-0, man down. At one point, two men down to fucking work their way back into the game and nearly take the lead. It is actually inspirational. But not more inspirational than the first half dog.
Yeah, you're excited. All right. I'm going to go Melbourne Broncos. What a game. Honestly, the start of the week was a good game and it's the game that I watched properly. Yeah. So, fraud player this week.
Easiest one of the lot. Dominic Young. Two knock-ons. Failed challenge in the first 30 seconds that you guys could have used.
Yeah.
Could have used with that burden strip. But it's your own fault. And then fucking left hook, like fucking Mike Tyson, Paul Blake Taff in right in the head.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Hainsey's clip on YouTube. It was like, pack him up, send him back to the Newcastle Knights. He's over it, bro.
Mate, but Hainsey, come on, man. They say God isn't real. God intervened with Hainsey. Because Hainsey got his flight cancelled. He said, fuck Jetstar, watch me on YouTube. Brother, he would have been there in the pissing down rain if not for Jetstar.
But that's a great game to watch as a Rooster. Straight out, you're proud.
At one point, he would have been down 26-0 to the Bulldogs watching it live.
But imagine
he would have
the
flown
turnaround.
No. Fuck the turnaround. His guy would have flown from Queensland to get to a Friday. So he would have had to take the day off work because it's Friday 6 p.m. Fucking flown all the way there.
It's a whole weekend.
Pissing down rain to watch his team losing 26-0 at halftime. Fuck the comeback. They still lost. Is it inspiring? Fucking no. But God intervened. They said, I don't want you to watch this shit.
You know, if Bulldogs fans on the other end, I'm saying
that. He said, hey, he's rewarding Hainsey
for hard work
nice
and a loyal
and
Roosters.
Loyalty. He said, brother, you don't have to watch this one. You can watch this one from home. Enjoy it at home. You'll enjoy it more at home than in the pissing fucking down rain.
So go for your fourth player. It's Dominic Young. Yeah, I'm gonna go Latrell. I'm gonna go Latrell Mitchell, bro.
I didn't hit him, bro.
Unacceptable. Honestly, unacceptable, bro.
But what about what about the iconic walk back with the fucking
Jersey heaven? W Mans. Yeah. Fraud team of the round. It's the last one.
Fraud team. Oh my goodness. I just gotta go with. I want to say Parramatta. Okay. I just expected something a bit. I thought the whole game was going to be so close.
Yeah, I thought it would be a tighter, bro. I'm going to go Rabbitohs, bro. There's no way you just look like that playing.
Yeah.
I know the Warriors are good, but you can't let them be good if you have
and
that.
And Dogs
quality.
Could be fraud team as the round two because.
We're going to brush that away.
How do you blow that?
We're going to brush that one away. All right, let's get straight into the news. We've got a few things that we're going to talk about very quickly. First things first, Reece Walsh is apparently back this week. Would you risk it or would you not risk it?
It's an eye injury, bro. Get in there.
Get in there.
Streaming on TikTok, mate.
Yeah.
Look, I was there. I wrote in the chat, bro. I love you, Pookie. His microphone was fucking echoing. All right. And he doesn't notice. If you need help setting it up, you let me know. I'm the guy for that. But
I wouldn't risk it, bro. Straight up.
I'm risking it all day. They need fucking wins, bro.
They're playing the Dolphins.
Well, they need wins, and they need that win.
All right, so yes,
and
you're saying risk it.
He looked as beautiful as ever. He probably looked like more like a young Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I love you, Michael. If you know the reference, you know the reference. He broke this man up.
But how about Blocker Roach singing, like, you remember when Bulldogs were playing and Liam Knight was blonde? Was it Liam Knight for the Bulldogs?
Liam Martin.
Liam Knight. And he was blunt. Yeah. And then Block Roach went into Elvis mode. Like, roar. I was like, bro, turn my TV off. That shit, bro.
CTE
is the only solution.
He's the OG CTE, bro.
Right, listen, Zach Lomax might play fullback this week.
What? You say something?
Oh, sorry. Zach Lomax might... we've got Mems in the background. He's actually doing quality control on us. You know what I mean? Tonight.
Lomax plays fullback, that's a fucking farce. Their best player's been Tyrell Sloan playing at fullback.
Come on, man. He hasn't been their best player.
He's been their
Lomax
best player,
has been
bro.
Their best player, bro.
Lomax has been their best player from the wing, doing his job. Not having to fucking think. All right? The guy threw the maddest flick pass, bro.
That was
fucking bullshit, bro. We're going to play Sloan on the wing.
They're dropping him.
Bro.
Apparently Shane Flanagan's
not. Why is he getting dropped?
He dropped him in the second half. What do you mean?
That's slack.
Yeah, all right, we'll move on. NRL to bank kickoffs. What do we think of this bullshit? Stop playing with our game, bro. Leave our game alone, cuz. Wallah, you Janantuni, cuz. Wallah, you actually like. What more do you want, bro? We'll play rugby league live. That's the comp. We'll just play your game. PlayStation controllers out. Wallah.
I'll send you the.
Winston will be champion. Wallah. Winston's the biggest marketer for
this game, bro.
Hey boys, no kicks.
No slide tackles in football, all right? Like, you know,
cuz listen, listen.
Part of the game, bro. Nothing. A top 3 moment in their role is a fucking forward going off the back fence after a fight just
can we get pussies out of it? Like stop being pussies.
Who the fuck's running the game, bro? You cunts are fucking little bitches, bro. They want the first hit to be, they don't want players at origin. Can you imagine state of origin that take a tap?
Because I won't watch.
No more Tim Grant fucking running 20 metres off the back fence to fucking take a hit up, bro. Has the CTE caused by those hits off the kickoff is the best type of CTE.
Yeah.
It's the CTE that gets people off the ground, off their chairs. Oh, shit. That's worth it. Whatever brain damage.
Yeah, bro.
I'm being honest, bro. Whatever brain damage comes from that. The player loves it.
No, but you know what kills me?
Isn't it not CTE,
because I don't play footy, but what kills me is that these players sign up for this, cuz. They know what they're doing.
Bro,
so let them live their life, cuz.
Bro, honestly, you know how you fix this? You fucking give them a waiver, sign the waiver, like a charity match.
Yeah.
Sign a waiver in your contract. Whatever fucking brain name, whatever, they know what they're... Oh, no, that's slack.
No,
them to sign a waiver. They know what they're getting themselves into, man. Like, these guys have played the game their whole life.
I want to hear what Gus Good... Gus Good's like, I'm going to prove the NRL wrong. I'm doing studies with some scientists. I'm waiting for Gus to cook because...
Well, let him cook.
I want to understand his theory on CTE and all that. Because we looked at the NFL and started saying, oh, we should do this, we should do that.
Brother, they're anyway. Just scared of getting a lawsuit. If the players say the league is not liable for it, or I want to do this to make money and do what I love...
Sign the shit.
See you later.
Don't bring it up again.
I'm not liable, but the NRL still give them support if something happens, haram, but, you know, they can't get sued.
Yeah, the NRL should look after these players. Anyway, we'll speak about that later. Trell Mitchell has been suspended for 3 games. What's your thoughts?
It's worth it, and I think now South Sydney are forced to do what they probably should have done in a while and change shit up.
Yeah, I agree, and I think Trell Mitchell, this is a good time for him to actually look at himself in the mirror and realise that don't worry about the media, don't worry about nothing, just focus on your game and try to get your team back to where they should be.
Yeah, it's been a detriment to the team and getting suspended. Mate, look in the mirror, change your ways, bro. I love you, Latrobe, but what is this shit? We can't defend you anymore,
wallah.
It's getting really hard.
I die on the sword, brother. I always defend him, really, but... what is it?
They've lost him on 3 big games too, Sharks, Storm and Penrith.
But it might show you something better.
And their games are last year.
And he hasn't showed up in a big game in a long time, bro. Let's be real.
And there were the 3 games that he showed up at last year, bro.
Nah. Injuries. James Tedesco.
Sam Walker.
It's Dom Young suspended, but James Tedesco.
Kurt Mann. Max King.
Connor Tracy. Viliami Kikau.
And Harrison Edwards. That's a big injury list. And there were plenty more during the game, during the other games too.
Adam Reynolds as well.
The wet weather games.
Should that cancel? Like, what's your take on it?
I love
wet weather. I know, but the Dragons game was dangerous, bro. That was bad, man.
What happens if we have a 3-month patch of rain, bro? Like, yeah. You don't cancel every game?
Nah, yeah.
Hail should be cancelled. And I think if puddles start forming...
Why don't they close the roof? Just close roofs, bro. Straight out.
Well, they want to put a roof at ANZ.
Literally, but they're going to do it. They're going to do it at Acol Stadium. They want to do it.
Acol Stadium, yeah.
What do you reckon that's worth, bro? That's big money.
$300, $400, $500.
Far out. For a roof,
it's
a
big
man.
Roof, bro.
Far out.
But, I think if there's puddles forming on the field, then it's like, I don't know. I think it's a bit,
That's what I'm saying. Like, I even told the Dragons boys in the group chat, I was like, you can't be upset at this result. No matter what happens. Well, the ball bounces and stops. Like, you don't know.
Slipping.
Yeah.
But well, nothing was, it was so funny, but bro, it's so dangerous. It's so like bad. Bowling balls, bro.
It's an ACL waiting to happen. Like, you were saying this, Mims. It's an ACL waiting to happen. And it's an ankle like snap waiting to happen.
Yeah, but no, it's the contact from people sliding into the ad banners and shit. And the barriers, bro.
Why don't they have rubber mats or something?
Radman Best, brother, fucking give him like a jumping castle, like, you know what I mean?
Rebound.
Like, yeah, rebound. Like, give him something to hit.
Radman Best is on four rebounds.
Radman Best.
He got my multi-cuzz.
Yeah. Radman Best, bro, he went flying in like Michael Jennings to put the ball down and dropped it.
He just kept going.
And kept going 30 metres and hit the thing head first. And then next minute, you just see, it's like when you play Burnout. If you ever played Burnout, one accident and 15 other accidents.
One crumbles. Accident
and then out of nowhere, two more Newcastle players come sliding through. Funny as shit,
Hastings,
bro.
Oh, bro. Let's get, that's dangerous, anything bro. Else on the injuries?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they shouldn't be cancelled, but I don't like you can't. It's a hard situation to be in. We've popped a lot of injuries,
especially with TV rights. I think
they've got to try work on ways to slow the game down. People were saying potentially get rid of the set restarts and just make them penalties again.
I don't know. We're never going to agree on this.
Set restarts, but then again,
you're never going to win.
It's constant motion.
Yeah, you're never going to win, but that's the thing. All right, let's get into the tips. First game, Newcastle and Roosters. I'm going Newcastle 1-12.
Where is it?
It's at McDonald Jones Stadium, aka Dan Nielsen, aka what's new in the castle? Bricky Stadium.
I'm going to go, God, they look bad in the first half. I'm going to go the Knights 1-12.
Yeah, I'll go Knights 1-12 as well.
Ponga Masterclass.
Melbourne and Bulldogs.
I don't even know what our line is going to be. Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm going to go Melbourne 13+.
No, you got to do what you did last year.
What did I do?
You tipped us.
I'm going to go Bulldogs by 7 points.
Because
we don't have a seven.
Yeah, I think Melbourne 1-12.
All right, Brisbane and Dolphins.
Brisbane winning this one.
Yeah, Brisbane winning this one.
Tony Staggs masterclass. You heard me first.
Yeah, I think Chris Walsh is going to have a blinder too if he plays the full game.
Brisbane Warriors 13+.
Warriors and Manly.
Oh, this one's all the Waz. Waz 1-12.
You think? Oh, it's at Go Media Stadium.
Don't care. Waz 1-12.
Yeah, I'll go Manly 1-12, bro. Did my camera just die? Where were we? So you got Parramatta and Cowboys.
Cowboys 13+.
Yeah, I'll go Cowboys 13+. Well, Rabbitohs and Cronulla Sharks.
Cronulla Sharks 13+.
Sharks 13+. Nico Hines to get 14 daily end points on this one.
Yeah.
West Tigers and the Dragons.
Up the Tigers.
I'm going to go the Dragons with this one.
You're a fucking motherfucker.
If Galvin was playing, easy Tigers, but I don't know.
Nah, I'm going Tigers, bro. Look at the occasion. You know 4 p.m. Sunday. You it's Tigers.
What? You know what? Where is it?
It's at 4 p.m. It's at Campbelltown Sports.
Mate, Tigers winning this one 1-12.
13+ Tigers.
Zach Lomax.
Raiders and Titans.
Oh, my God. That's going to be ugly. Raiders 20+.
Okay. Raiders by 40.
Titans, Wooden Spooners.
That's us. Sign us off, bro. Your camera's working. Mine isn't.
Thank you, everybody.
What's up, brothers?
What's up, brothers? Shout out to Cleese Haas. Thank you, everybody, for 70K on TikTok as well.
Let's go. Good boys. Let's give a clap, boys. What the hell, boys? Give it a clap, boys. Yeah.
Support.
Love you all. Let's go.
Support's been mental. Shout out to Flex. Good job editing.
Love you, Flex. Cheers.